Triple M's Hot Breakfast, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It was nothing short of a disastrous start for the Collingwood Football Club in round one. An 80-point loss. Dane Swan has been severely injured and will miss a lot of the season, and a few other things, including Steel Sidebottom, has been reported and suspended for a couple of weeks. Not the best introduction to start the year, but Nathan Buckley, always great to catch up with you, Bucks. And I suppose you lick the wounds and you get on with Friday night and a big game at the MCG this week.
Yeah, thanks for cheering me up, Darth.
Could we start this again?
we're focusing forward, mate. Thank you very much.
I sound like Mick Malloy at the bar after the game on Saturday night. We did catch up with Purdy and the boys, but mate, you've been around long enough to know that occasionally that just happens. You had a great pre-season, and you just get on with the rest of the season.
Yeah, look, it was a really poor start for us in many ways, and yeah, we've had a bit of fallout from it with some injuries or an injury to Swanee, report to Steele. But the thing that brings it home to us probably as much as anything, we had a near catastrophe to Alex Fasolo. So he escaped without sort of major injury there, which we were really concerned about for a bit.
Yeah, and he'll be out of contract, I believe, at the end of the year and look very good in a Richmond jumper. But anyway, let's not go there.
Well, then we will break his neck properly for him. Even
the little bits of good news can be turned into bad for us, mate. Yeah.
Let's get into some good news, though, because there's some chance that some of the recruits will get through this week. Ace played well in the reserves. He could come in for side bottom without picking the side for you, Bucks. But how obviously...
Well, you do every other week.
how could be playing?
Yes,
I'd like to see McCaffer on a halfback flank tag. We get Tuvey back into the side
as
well.
You'd like to see yourself on the halfback flank.
I would on this Friday. I'd be a human dynamo for 20 seconds. But, mate, is that, you know, crisis creates opportunity. It's as simple as that.
It does. It's amazing how perspective changes really quickly, but this time last week we were struggling to fit 28, 29 blokes into 22, and we have got blokes in the VFL that are performing very well, that have performed very well, and are ready to put their hands up. So we soldier on. We'll have a very strong team on Friday night, and clearly with a little bit of impetus to write our performance of last week.
Bucks, they were training under lights last night. Is that so you can keep an eye on everyone after dark, or is this part of a new regime down there? Is this
the comedy festival?
What's behind this?
That's a cracker.
That's my job.
I love it.
Mick, something for you to look forward to once you get involved in this on Friday night, okay? Mm. Now, we're reviving at Pyland a famous old tradition. Johnny McGibbon, who used to be one of the old trainers back in the 60s and the 70s, when we needed to crank things up, he used to wave the white towel above his head and get the crowd fired right up. So we're calling on all Collingwood supporters, and you can win a new car. In the minute before the first bounce on Friday night, the Collingwood trainers are going to wave the towels above their head. We want the supporters to get their scarves out, wave them, fire the boys up when the Pendles gets down, does the huddle in the goal square, and one lucky member of the Collingwood Football Club will win a Holden Barina, and you'll be able to drive that away. So quite often we drive other cars out of the car park. But this one will be yours, and you can keep it.
This is one you can legally keep.
A Holden Barina.
Oh, there you go.
Looking
That's
forward
fantastic.
To that, Bucks. Yeah,
Bucks, can I ask you about Adam Treloar, who was, speaking of shining lights, he was unbelievable.
Struggled to walk off the ground, won't he?
And he's a star. Is there going to be a bit of focus on him from the opposition, you think, on Friday night?
I dare say... His very open and honest comments, which you guys in the media would have loved, were turned around. And there's always a bit of spice in games, and there's always a little byplay that takes place. But Ads is a great young man looking for a long career at Collingwood. And yeah, he's made his choice, and we're wrapped with it. He's been brilliant for us, and looking forward to seeing how that goes the next 10 years.
Now, Bucks, similarly, when you left Brisbane and came down to Collingwood, North Melbourne thought that they had a claim that you're going to come their way. And Dennis Pagan, for the rest of your career, the King Wayne Carey was telling us the other week that every week they would try on the North Melbourne boys and give it to you, which didn't faze you, knowing your personality type at all. But if you had a word to Adam and said, this is going to come, and just get on with playing the game?
Yeah, a bit of a long bow, I suppose. But he's such a good player that he's going to have a bit of attention from every opposition he plays. And if he's going to be any good, he's going to have to handle it.
You have to be careful of Tyrone Vickery because he might go after his imaginary teammate.
Now. Oh, see, you had to go and ruin it. We're all working together here for a while. There's a bit of goodwill from both sides.
No goodwill when Collingwood plays Richmond.
We want to get 90,000 in this crowd this week. You're playing a big Victorian club this week, so.
Hey, listen, I like the days when Jack Dyer said he wouldn't watch black and white TV. He hated Collingwood so much. So don't worry, it's going to be the good old fashioned Collingwood and Tiger Roar this week.
Come on, here we go.
It's really going to be a big game of footy on Friday night. Everyone's up for it. It's going to be great stuff.
All right.
No, Bucks.
I think Bucks is had enough. I think Bucks is already gone.
I really like your straight guy in there, Das. You're doing well.
Hey, by the way, mate, Mick did mention the boys trained last night. How did it go? Was it? I think that came from the playing group. They wanted to mix it up, and you wanted to just get things playing as far as getting even the dietary and the food and everything. You know, used to in the old days we used to train at night and play in the daytime. These days we train in the daytime and play at night most of the time.
Mm. Well. The idea is to change the environment up a little bit. I mean, it's only round two, but we look to do some night sessions at times and try and change up what would be not monotonous, but it can be a fairly consistent routine at times. So we just want to stimulate the players, give them a bit more recovery earlier in the week and earlier in the day and maybe... freshen them up and get a different stimulus. Actually, training in the conditions that you're going to train at night, so you're going to play in that weekend. So, it's something that we trialled last year, and we'll do it a couple of times this year, and intermittently. But it's something that we can go to.
Sounds good. Bucks, we do have to let you go. I know you got to get back to it. Just a very quick
is it
one.
A press red for Ed this week?
No,
is it a press rent?
No. I wish it was.
Yeah, not required. Clokey, can we get the footy in his hands, Bucks?
Yeah,
he's been talking to pull his socks up.
I know you have to go, mate. I know you have to go, so I'll keep it short. Yep.
Yes, he can get the footy in his hands.
Yep.
Oh, he's working beautifully, Bucks. He should be at the Comedy Festival as well.
Right.
At least he's up and running again. Hey, good luck Friday night, mate. Appreciate you joining us.
Good on you, Bucks.
All good. All good. Cheers, guys.
Nathan Buckley.
That famous sense of humour's coming to the fore again.
You're not allowed to laugh this week.
He'd had enough of us. Don't worry about that.
Not allowed to laugh.
Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. That was the coach of the Collingwood Football Club, Nathan Buckley, here on Triple M.